This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you're tuning in looking for Bradley, he's not here today. I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Coming to you live from the sunny area here, the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. Yes, I'm still in the bunker here and filling in for Bradley today as he is out across America, ministering to people and giving them both the Word of God and encouragement to do what God has said so that we can restore things the way they need to be restored here in our country. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Excuse me, I'm still trying to kick some bit of cough and congestion. I don't know how that's related. Maybe it's this long change in weather that I experience every year in the spring and fall, some allergies or such, but I apologize for that. If you also want to catch us on Facebook at Sons of Liberty Media and also Sons of Liberty Radio, and if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 with two E's, Bradley, B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Well, the news is abuzz with a lot of different things. Of course, Donald Trump is continuing to get hammered in the by the press. I told you last time I was with you, I had somebody saying that we were anti-Trump, this, that, and the other. No, we're pro-law, and it doesn't make any difference to me whether it's a Democrat or Republican. It doesn't make any difference to Bradley either. If it's Democrat or Republican, independent, whoever it is, we have one law. And if you're going to violate the law in an area, be ready to be called out on that. And if you're going to defend that because the guy wears your team's jersey, well, shame on you. You're part of the problem. That guy is just a reflection of you. As we often say, they're a representative of you. And this goes back to the biblical idea of headship, of federalism, if you will. Where Adam, in Adam, all sinned, right? And everybody says, well, if I'd have been Adam, I would have never done that. Sure you would have. You're a reflection of your father, the one you came from. So when we keep that in mind, just understand you need to be on the side of the law. It doesn't matter who is in office or who is being targeted that. Now, if they're being unfairly targeted, and I don't think Donald Trump is the been treated the most unfair in history. I think there's been a lot of people who've been treated unfairly. But there's no doubt that there have been stories that have been fair about him, just like there have been about other people. Okay? There have been. I've come to his defense on a couple of things, too. But the fact of the matter is you're going to be in that position. Things are so polarized now within our country. Nobody can be in that office. It doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican or independent or libertarian, or you put anybody in there, and you're going to have this kind of unfair reporting. And nobody is unbiased. Let's just be clear about that. Nobody's unbiased. I certainly don't claim to be unbiased in my reporting. I've got a particular worldview. I've got things that I understand and things that I know to be true. And so I'm going to write from that perspective. Criminals are going to write from their perspective. Communists are going to write from their perspective. Conservatives are going to write from their perspective. Christians are going to write from their perspective. I mean, everybody's going to write from a particular perspective. They're going to be biased in how they handle information. And they're going to draw certain conclusions from that. That's always going to be the case. And you'll see that when you head over to SonsLibertyMedia.com. One of our contributors has put one, Sicilian Mafia has nothing on the Democrats. Does that sound like it's unbiased to you? No, it's biased. It comes from a particular worldview from where Joe Messina writes. Here is Dr. Jerry Newcomb, his new piece. I just agreed with Oprah on coveting. Does that sound unbiased to you? No. But it's a real thing that has taken place, and he's writing on that. Donald Trump, Seth Rich, and the gangster culture that permeates Washington. That's on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because that's where some of the news has come from over the past 24 hours is this issue regarding Seth Rich. He was a DNC staffer who was murdered last year. Just prior to all those WikiLeaks emails from the Democratic National Committee being leaked out, which resulted in the chairperson resigning, also resulted in a lot of heat over Clinton's campaign chairman, John Podesta. A lot of his emails were leaked as well. And, of course, Seth's parents are not happy about all this, but we're going to talk a little bit about that because there's two investigators that say, yep, he had some contact with WikiLeaks and it involved over 40,000 emails, over 17,000 attachments that he sent to someone from WikiLeaks who is also no longer with us as of October of last year. So hang on to that. We're going to talk about that in the second segment. Also, are liberals using Puerto Rico's economic collapse to shift the balance of power in Congress? That's at SonsLibertyMedia.com. Norming evil, the inner media must stop citing hate machine, Southern Poverty Law Center. That's by Pam Geller. She's been targeted. Bradley's been targeted. Several people have been targeted who are not hate mongers by the SPLC. In fact, if you really want to know who's promoting the hate, it's the SPLC themselves. They are the hate mongers. And what's interesting is we're finding that government is teaming up with America's enemies. The SPLC, remember they wanted to bring them in under the Obama administration to help out with some things and targeting potential terrorists and this, that, and the other. Yep, that was the SPLC. And we're seeing that people like Facebook is hiring groups like Snopes to do, quote-unquote, fact-checking and sniffing out fake news. So keep all that in mind as to who's doing what in the midst of all these things. There are people who are anti-Christian, they're anti-American, who are being promoted as though they're righteous, as though they're right. And so you need to keep that in mind as we move forward. There's a couple other things we'll talk about on the other side of the break. And then we're going to get into this issue of Seth Rich and what's going on here with WikiLeaks. Buckle up and stay with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to chime in anytime during the hour, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. And the phone lines are open, so just jump right in. A couple of things. I was listening at the top of the hour, the news break there. Funny. I guess maybe it's me. I'm a little cynical or whatever. Reports are coming out that North Korea is behind the cyber attack. This is a country that can't even get their nuclear missiles to work properly. Yet they're behind this big cyber attack. It makes you wonder whether or not we can trust anything that our government comes out of our government. I'm just trying to look at this rationally. Can engage in this big cyber attack, but you can't get your missiles to launch properly, which are based, I mean, they're based in computers, right? Also, the Ninth Circuit Court, this whole idea of, you know, the trademark of people saying Google this or Google that, you know, as reference to search engines. I mean, stop and think about that. Doesn't that sort of get to an issue of infringing on free speech? I mean, how many of you guys reference a tissue as a Kleenex? That's a name brand. It's not what it is. It's a name brand. How many of you people reference a cotton swab as a Q-tip? Is that really the road we want to go down here? It's just silly. Anyway, a couple of more things I want to highlight, and then we're going to get into Seth Rich thing. A video you must absolutely watch. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Interview. Dutch banker Ronald Bernard quit Illuminati after being asked to sacrifice a child. Now, this guy, it is one of the creepiest kind of videos that I've ever seen. And a lot of people say, oh, it's Illuminati, so you're a conspiracy and this, that, and the other. And yeah, okay, whatever. The fact is that for years, people wrote about the Illuminati, they spoke about it, and people poo-pooed it as conspiracy theory and this, that, and the other, until, what, a decade, two ago, when all of a sudden it began, the Illuminati was a very real thing that came out in major publications, and it was talked about out in the open. And so check that out. This guy talks about being in the midst of all of this stuff, and he was caught up in some of the fleshly desires that were offered to him within that entity until it came to the issue of children. And he said that's where I had to draw the line. He got out of it. Very emotional. And another guy who actually knows the language said, yep, the subtitles in this video are correct, they're accurate, and he believes the guy to be telling the truth. So you want to check that out at sunslibertymedia.com. Also, Bundy Ranch defendant is stronger and more determined now than before being imprisoned. So that's about Pete Santilli, and I want you to make sure that you check that out. And if you're able to help Pete and some of those guys, please do so. Links at the bottom of the article there, but I think you'll be encouraged by his determination to stand against tyranny and to stand with those that he is being accused with. In fact, we've got some news out of Nevada. I want to plug this before we get into Seth Rich issue, and that is that the two guys who were found guilty in the first trial, the first round of trials in Bundy Ranch, one of them, Greg Burleson, was found guilty of several counts. Todd Engel was found, I think, with the two. And the word has come out now. I'll probably have a story out on this evening from the paperwork that's out that counts one and two against Greg Burleson and all hung counts against Todd Engel are dismissed without prejudice. In other words, they're not going to go after those guys on those things in a retrial, which, again, this is the whole, it's kind of strange. If you're going to do that for them, why aren't you doing that for the other guys when there's some of this issue that came out? Anyway, it's part of the problems that we face here in the injustice of what's going on with our court system, especially with federal prosecutors and things that are going on there. So keep an eye out for that article tonight, and hopefully it will be coming out this evening. All right, back over to Seth Rich. Okay, yesterday the stories come out. There was a retired D.C. homicide detective who came on to Fox News, and he said, my investigation at this point shows there was some degree of email exchange between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. I do believe that the answers to who murdered Seth Rich sits on his computer on a shelf at the D.C. police or FBI headquarters. Now, he's not the only one saying that. There is another federal investigator who is confirming what Mr. Wheeler has said. And he has come along and said basically the same thing. Wheeler had went on to say the police department nor the FBI have been forthcoming. They haven't been cooperating at all. I believe that the answer to solving his death lies on that computer, which I believe is either at that police department or at the FBI. He has been told both. And, of course, he also reiterated the fact that some of those in the murder investigation were told to stand down. That's another article that we also have at sonsoflibertymedia.com from this morning. There is another guy that was listed, okay, a federal investigator. And he came behind him and said that Gavin McFadden, who was with WikiLeaks, he was the director of WikiLeaks up until October of last year when he died suddenly, and there was all kinds of questions surrounding his death as well. He had received, listen to this, 44,053 emails from Seth Rich, okay, before May 21st of last year. Among those emails, there were 17,761 attachments from Democratic National Committee leaders that were transferred from Seth Rich to Mr. McFadden. The emails were dated January 2015 to May 2016. Now, what's interesting is just 12 days after Seth was murdered in D.C. and what we're being told was a robbery attempt gone bad. How many times have we heard that? I think that was part of the thing that that was put up by the man who was shot in the head while he sat in his car, who had allegedly broke into the records of Barack Hussein Obama, Hillary Clinton, and I believe it was John McCain. And people thought that he had obtained some records that would expose the true nature of who Barack Obama actually is. Okay, and he was found shot in his car in D.C., right? But nobody wants to dig into these things. They want to say, oh, it's just conspiracy. I have to ask you people, doesn't it at least make you question the timing of these deaths? Shouldn't we look into that enough to see what's going on there? Now, Seth Rich was big time Democrat, okay? And 12 days after he was murdered, WikiLeaks dumps all these DNC emails. I mean, there's tens of thousands of them that are out. Their release shook up the DNC, so much so that Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigned as a result of that, but not so much that Hillary Clinton didn't pick her up to work on her campaign. And then we had Hillary's campaign chairman, John Podesta. We had all his shady dealings, his occult involvement, and all of that kind of stuff came out in the emails as well. And we have a family spokesman for Seth Rich, Brad Bauman, I believe is how you pronounce his name, B-A-U-M-A-N. He said such assertions were unsubstantiated. Now, we have two investigators who've come to the same conclusion. Now, they're giving some different information on the numbers, obviously, but they're coming to the same information, and that is that Seth Rich was in touch with WikiLeaks and that he sent them emails. Okay? And Mr. Bowman here says that it doesn't matter if they produced emails or not. We can't be sure that that's actually there. They can be fabricated. True, they can be fabricated. I'm not going to argue with you there. But perhaps Seth saw something going on and thought that, hey, this isn't right, and he needed to get that taken care of. I'll read you what Mr. Bowman said after the break. Hang on with us. We're going to take a look and dive into what was really behind Seth Rich's murder.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. And the topic is WikiLeaks and Seth Rich, the murder there from last year, and these investigators that are coming out and saying that he was one who was in contact with them. If you're looking for Bradley, by chance, he's off today. He's doing some ministry around the country. He's not really off. He's just not here on the radio, and I'm filling in for him, Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Before we went to break, I was going to read to you the statement by the family. But before I do, it's not just a federal investigator. It's not just this guy by the name of Rod Wheeler. Fox has reported that an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer generated within 96 hours after Rich's murder showed he made contact with WikiLeaks through Gavin McFadden, a now-deceased American investigative reporter, documentary filmmaker, and director of WikiLeaks, who was living in London at the time, the federal source told Fox News. That source said, I have seen and read the emails between Seth Rich and WikiLeaks. And then we have Wheeler basically coming along and saying, yes, there was this communication that went back and forth between them. And again, over 40,000 emails, over 17, almost 18,000 attachments that was sent from Mr. Rich to Mr. McFadden. Now, the family spokesman said, quote, even if tomorrow an email was found, it is not a high enough bar of evidence to prove any interactions as emails can be altered, and we've seen that those interested in pushing conspiracies will stop at nothing to do so. We're a family who is committed to facts, not fake evidence, that surfaces every few months to fill the void and distract law enforcement and the general public from finding Seth's murders. Well, let's stop right there. Here again is that little word, conspiracies. Now, I want you to stop and think about something, right? Okay. What is a conspiracy? Technically, what is it? It's where at least two people get together and conspire to do something. Okay. Now, a conspiracy can be to do something good. It can be to do something bad. But here's this guy saying, we're not interested in you people pushing conspiracies. Well, stop it. Nothing to do so. We're committed to facts. Okay, Mr. Bowman, I'm going to tell you there was at least one conspiracy in the murder of Seth Rich. We know that surveillance video exists, and that according to that surveillance video, those who've seen it, there are at least two people involved in the murder of Seth Rich. Therefore, technically, his murder is the result of a conspiracy between at least two people. The question then comes, which should normally happen in a murder, what are their motives? Okay, we're told, well, it was a robbery that's gone bad. Happens all the time in D.C. It's amazing, isn't it? Because D.C. has some pretty stringent gun laws, don't they? They've got some pretty strong ones. How in the world are people getting away with having guns in D.C.? I want to know that. But I digress. One of the questions you ask is, what is the motive? And you start looking at 2016, Hillary Clinton is the one who's running for the Democratic Party. She is a criminal. You say, well, she hasn't been convicted of many things. You're right. She hasn't. That does not mean that she is not guilty of many things that we know for a fact, documented fact, she has done. One of those was even voiced by the former FBI Director James Comey. She had broken federal law. We know she's a criminal whether she's been convicted of it or not. Scattered throughout both her and her husband's infamous political career is the fact that there are a plethora of dead bodies. Now, some of that could be their doing. Some of it could not be. But it's interesting, if you're going to be honest about investigating something, that you would look at all angles of that, especially at the timing of what's going on. Because 12 days after his murder, WikiLeaks released all those emails from the DNC. And they had them in their possession before May 21st of last year. So I don't think it's a stretch to ask the question, did the DNC, did people inside the DNC, did Hillary Clinton, did Bill Clinton, did anybody in the Clinton campaign, did the people who pull their strings have anything at all to do with Seth Rich's murder? Now, I'm going to tell you, if Seth Rich was my son, first, I would have a cow. I would have already had a cow because he was a Democrat. But more than that, I would be asking that question myself. Who would have had a motive to kill my son? Is this really this? I mean, he's a pretty high up guy here in D.C., in the DNC party, Democrat Party. I mean, what's going on here? Why would you seek to try to shut that down? Why not have that open? After all, it's been almost a year since Seth was murdered. How hard at work, Rich family, is the D.C. police at really finding his murderers? I want to know. How much time is being invested in that? Wouldn't you want to know? I would. Now, Mr. Bowman went after Mr. Wheeler, who was the guy on Fox News, but he never addressed the federal investigators, the FBI's report, claims tens of thousands of emails between Rich and McFadden. And by the way, when McFadden died in October, that was a questionable thing because that came right along the heels of when all these conservatives and liberals and neocons and all this stuff were on TV calling for the assassination of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, who's held up in a, you know, he's got asylum. Now, this is where our country has gone to, that we will openly call for assassination on Twitter, on television. Some people will even do it referencing the President of the United States. I mean, when I was growing up, you never heard stuff like that, because you knew you could get in a lot of trouble. And yet, I mean, even since George Bush II, people were openly calling for the assassination of George W. Bush. I wouldn't even do that. I didn't necessarily like the guy, but I wouldn't do that. I didn't like Barack Hussein Obama, but I wouldn't call for his assassination. I'd call for justice to be done to him. And we can't even get that. So, we were told that McFadden died of lung cancer. We weren't sure at first. Some people had said something to do with his heart. Now they're saying it's lung cancer. I say, how convenient. Yeah, he was 76. No doubt about it. He was old. But I just look at all of this stuff. That happened prior to the election, too. And you have to ask the timing of the deaths of some of these people. People have done it with Andrew Breitbart. In fact, while some people have said it was the stuff he was going to release about Obama that may have got him killed, even though we've been told he died of a heart attack, the question is, and we know the CIA has heart attack guns. I mean, we have pictures of the thing, okay? It's not conspiracy. It's not, you know, science fiction. It's reality. The thing is that Julian Assange came on after Rich's murder, and he was implying that Rich was the informant that gave them the emails. In fact, he took it a step further. He announced that WikiLeaks had decided to issue a $20,000 reward for information leading to a conviction for the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich. And, you know, WikiLeaks was not the only one. We have the Washington Metropolitan Police offering a reward up to $25,000, and Republican lobbyist Jack Berkman offered a whopping $130,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Rich's murders. That's pretty significant. Why would WikiLeaks be offering $20,000 reward for a guy if he had not risked something for them? I mean, are they just being nice and want to help the family out and this, that, and the other? I don't think so. I'm just telling you my thoughts on it. It doesn't make sense that that's the case. I don't begin to understand that mentality. I think they were offering it because they knew he had risked his life doing it. Can I prove that? No, but the evidence seemed to support the fact that he was sending them information. So, with that in mind, we're going to head to the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the trail of dead bodies in the wake of the Clintons and ask the question, who's behind the murder of Seth Rich? Thank you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily, as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-582-9933, if you want to jump in here at the last moment. We talked about the rewards that were offered by WikiLeaks, $20,000, $25,000 by Washington Metropolitan Police, and a $130,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of Rich's murders by Republican lobbyist Jack Berkman. We know there's surveillance video. We know there was at least a conspiracy between two people. Now we want to know who was pulling their strings, or were they just acting on their own? And they just got this DNC staffer at 4 a.m. in the morning in D.C. and killed him. If you've got information, police are asking you to call 202-727-9099 or text them at 50411. Anybody see anything? I would think somebody would have come forward by now, but apparently not. So, what's going on here? Why do we not have a bigger, I don't know, investigation into this, if you will? Seems pretty important. It seems pretty important to me. In fact, it seems very important, as Mr. Rich had a very important job of being in charge of voter expansion data in D.C. at the time of his death. In fact, when he was murdered, here's what I wrote. One has to question the time of Rich's murder. This is what I was saying before the break. Here is a DNC staffer in charge of voter expansion data, and yet he's murdered in the middle of the night just months before the election? If you think these are inappropriate questions, and I use that as a question, consider the 2008 death of Republican Michael Connell, who was killed in a plane crash. Connell was an IT specialist who understood completely how electronic voting machines functioned, something that Clinton Eugene Curtis demonstrated could easily be manipulated. And we have video of him testifying in Ohio to that effect. You see, I don't think these people dying, and Seth Rich included, is some happenstance little accident that happens. It may be pulled off to bring that about. And you say, well, what facts do you have? I'm simply telling you, if you're sending this information to WikiLeaks and somebody offs you and 12 days later those emails come out and it makes waves throughout the DNC, potentially causing many people to actually have their eyes open and back off of voting for Hillary Clinton, I think that you have to consider who's behind that. I think you have to consider that. And after the show, I'll be publishing this brief article with a video that I want you to check out. Because one of the first things it does is it comes up. And I was here recently talking with my wife about JFK Jr. Any of you guys remember him? And you may say, yeah, I remember that guy. He died in his plane with his with the girl he was in love with then. And their plane crashed. But do you remember the timing of it? It was right when Hillary Clinton was running for senator. And that's who he was going to be up against. And so Clinton ended up going on to win the Senate. And you say, well, now that's just conspiracy theory. Okay, I'm just pointing out facts. Those are facts that are there. I didn't say Clinton was behind it. I'm just saying she sure did benefit greatly from him dying. He was young. He was charismatic. Nice looking guy. People loved him. They remembered him from when he was a little boy and he was saluting the casket of his father after he was assassinated. No doubt in my mind he would have won if he wanted to. And yet, he's dead. Near it gets Hillary Clinton. That's just one person that's mentioned in the video that I'm about to post on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to be sure to check it out. It should be up about 10 minutes or so after the show is over. But be sure to check that out. And if you haven't seen it, take a look at Clinton Chronicles. Again, not saying everybody that died in the video or was harassed or any of this stuff had that happen at the hands of the Clintons. But I am saying it's enough that we should question the kinds of people that we're dealing with. And I don't think this applies just to the Clintons. I really don't. I think there are a lot of people in D.C. that are so corrupt that they are very much like the banker that I told you to watch the video out there, the Dutch banker, that they will even let little children die if somehow they benefit from it. That's what sin does, ladies and gentlemen. It hardens us to our conscience. In fact, it not only hardens us to our conscience, it does so to the point that it will sear our conscience if we don't listen to it. And when you get to a place where your conscience is seared, you are in a very dangerous place, because you're at a place there where you really don't care what you do. And I apologize in live radio here where I'm getting a phone call and I can't turn down my home phone. Anyway, you're at a dangerous place there. The Bible warns us about having a seared conscience. We're to have a tender conscience. We're to have one that has a good moral compass, which comes from the law of God. And whether there are higher powers behind the death of Seth Rich or not, the fact of the matter is those who killed him had seared their conscience enough where they didn't mind taking his life. Whether it was over emails or whether it was over a little bit of money, they didn't mind taking his life. So, the question I pose is this, and I pose it to Seth Rich's family. How busy is somebody, really, in D.C., and finding those who murdered your son? How busy are they? Or have they just swept that under the rug now? Because until this guy came out, we didn't hear a lot about it for months. And that's a bit of a problem, too. This shouldn't be anything new. This is D.C. D.C. is corrupt. We know that. But I don't think that the American people really want to think how corrupt America has become in our government. And I would submit to you that our government becomes a reflection of us. As I said at the start of the show about the federal headship, the Bible tells us that all who are in Adam are going to die. Those who are in Christ, the second Adam, will live. Who's your federal head? We see it in, as Bradley says, in the natural with those who represent us in government, don't we? We see in the natural those who represent us at our churches. And for some of you, I've written about Pope Francis and some of those priests there in the Roman Catholic Church. I've written about those in Protestant churches and who claim to be Christian. I was just running across a story yesterday. This lady who is, she's considered to be the Christian mommy blogger. She had three little children, and she's writing all these Christian women about her marriage and this, that, and the other. And lo and behold, she divorced her husband, and she marries a female soccer star from the Olympics and justifies it as choosing joy over guilt. Quote unquote, love wins. She used the Rob Bell term. No, that's lust wins. It's not love. It's lust wins. You chose joy over obedience, or you chose happiness in the moment for obedience to Christ, and you're leading tens of thousands, if not millions, of women down the road to hell where you're going if you don't repent. Scripture's clear. The sexually immoral will not inherit the kingdom of God. Paul says, do not let any man deceive you with empty words. I said this the other day when we were talking about Pope Francis and what was going on in the Roman Catholic Church. Same thing. And it doesn't matter if it is sexual immorality or whether it is the taking of life. The issue is that we are accountable to God. We're accountable to God. And in doing so, we also have to be accountable to God in how we deal with those who violate the law. Keep that in mind. Keep your eyes on the ball as to what's going on in this investigation. And don't be afraid to ask questions, no matter what they say. We'll be back in 23. Until then, God bless you.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.